And this is the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show. The Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches join us from Hoop Tech, Ohio's best basketball facility. It's where basketball meets technology. And for your next project, call Third Generation Construction or find them on Facebook. We're joined by Mike Fitch, head coach of the Avon Eagles. And, Coach, we talk to you every year at the Preview Show. We always ask you every year how scrimmage has been, how things are looking. You're the one guy that, because of the success of football, a lot of times you don't know that. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. Mm-hmm. But just where are you in the process this year with, obviously, football still going out there, hopefully for two more weeks?
Yeah, this year we're lucky enough to have a lot of guys on the varsity level. We're missing three guys from the varsity team that play huge minutes for the football team, and they'll play a huge minutes for us basketball-wise as well. The whole JV team is gone, so freshmen are going with our varsity guys, which kind of makes it tough. It's kind of hard to compete with the freshmen, so they kind of go together and we, you know, go, but in the same gym. But we got some good seniors and juniors that are still with us that don't play football, so it's been good. We've only scrimmaged one time. We got a couple coming up. We bumped those back in the year. We don't start till December 8th on purpose just because we're used to this. So
now that you've been around it, and basically it's been this way since you've taken over,
yep.
I'm trying to think back. I can't remember if it was if you were having this kind of success when
yep.
you played at Avon.
No.
Okay,
no.
wasn't quite like this.
No.
But now that you're, I don't want to say getting used to it, but does it take a few years to kind of figure out how you want to go about this when you've got a school that does as well year in, year out in football as Avon does?
Yeah, it does. You know, luckily enough, I was a JV coach, and I dealt with this as well. Either it was varsity had no guys or JV had no guys, so I've been on both ends of it. And when I took over, I said, hey, we got to change our Novembers. Novembers have to be different than a normal team. Our preseason has to be totally different than what we would do if we had all of our guys, you know. So we kind of focus more on skills. We focus more on philosophies rather than putting it in stuff. And so we kind of get that throughout the year, and we have a plan what we do in December. And by January, we need certain things in. And we get a delayed start, but, you know, our identity is play physical, and we just preach that all the time. So,
Mike, one of those players that you're talking about from football will be Nolan Good,
yep.
who was, of course, their junior, you know, outstanding quarterback and hurt in the Olmsted Falls regional semifinal game. I'm doing the state semifinal game on Friday night against Akron Hoban, and we know that Nolan won't be playing
yep.
because we know his football season's over. But can you give us a status report on his basketball progress and where that may stand and how you look ahead to when you may get a very talented guard back in your rotation?
So knowing Nolan, and if you saw, he played four or five plays after he broke his collarbone on them. He didn't want to come off. He is a hard-nosed kid that he's telling me, hey, I'm going to be back. Don't worry, I'm good. He had surgery. He wants to get back, and he was, like I said, he was in the gym doing some foreign shooting stuff and just talking to us. But we're predicting probably January we'll get him back. We want him completely healthy. We don't want him coming back and hurting anything. He'll be in there, you know, on a treadmill, paying attention. He'll still be leading drills, doing everything. That's the kind of leader he is and stuff. So we're looking forward to getting him back. But luckily we got some other good guards that can fill his role well, and it doesn't really change much for us. I know that sounds weird, but we got some guards that do similar things that he does, but not as good, because what he can do is get the ball to basket and create for others, which is hard to, you know.
So you had said that he has been playing for you since he was a freshman.
Yep.
So if you look at his status as a junior, you wouldn't want to say you've got a young team if he's one of your leaders, because he's had varsity experience. But let's talk about the other players on your team for a minute. Do you have a team that veteran-wise you like, even though they may be sophomores or juniors, or where are you at?
Yeah, we're all seniors and juniors. I return seven of the top eight from last year. We'll start almost every single player from last year. We may switch a couple guys, but we have everyone returning pretty much. We lost three seniors last year that were leaders for us in the program, not necessarily played big minutes necessarily, but really good leaders and, you know, had some roles. But we're returning everyone back. So, like I said, that's how losing Nolan for the early is not as big as
right.
an impact, because we have that experience from the other guys that all played varsity basketball last year. So,
Coach, last year, a really good year,
mm-hmm.
You know, overall and, you know, in the competitive SWC. What might the expectations of this year's group be?
Well, we want to be better. We want to win the conference. That's been our goal. We obviously have a win total we set. We'll keep that, you know, in our gym and our locker room. But our guys are expecting for them to be good. And our nerves and things we're working on is what happens when we lose a game, or what happens when we maybe we struggle a little bit. How are we going to face that adversity? So that's the kind of leadership that we're trying to build this year. In years past, we weren't expected to be the best. Last, I mean, 2 years ago, we won 4 games, and we won 15 last year. So bumped it up 11 games. And so last year was kind of like, hey, learning from it. Now we are expected, and we got to kind of deal with that and know how to go in, maybe as the favorite, which we didn't once last year.
If you're going to have the success that you want to have, what has to happen?
Well, we have to buy into identity, which our kids have, is being physical and bringing that attitude to the floor. We got to be able to defend. A couple years ago, we were not very good defensively. Last year, we gave up some easy buckets and important stops that we couldn't get. If you look at the conference last year, Avon Lake won because they won away games. They won on the road. No other team really won on the road. We split with Bree, Mid Park, Ridgeville, Midview, and
say whoever you want.
Yeah, but we split home and away. We won at home. At home. So they lost on the road. So we got to win on the road, and we got to get those important stops that we couldn't last year.
Mike, would you say that basketball in the last, let's say, 10 years has become more physical than ever before?
Absolutely.
And why do you think that's happened?
Well, I mean, you can see what I mean. When I played, and when the weight room was important, but now it's a staple. If you're not getting the weight room, you're not going to play in the Southwest Conference. I mean, that's what it is. So weight training and taking the ball to basket has really increased compared to, I think, you know, years ago, shooting outside a little bit, and everyone's live and die by the three. But if you can get the ball to basket, I think that's how you can score and get to the line. So definitely the weight training and being in the gym is a huge thing.
So there was a trend, I think, in basketballs at all level for a couple of years where the mid-range jumper was almost like a dinosaur. It was like spotting a unicorn in the woods or something like that. You had colleges like Grinnell who wanted to, score 156 points a game if they could. Shoot every time. Shoot the three, pass up a layup. That way, you get 3 points instead of two. Has the mid-range jumper come back at all? At your level, at the high school level?
I think a big thing is the pull-up jumper, probably. I know teams are focused a lot on the pull-up jumper. The mid-range is tough because we're forcing guys to get inside and trying to kick it out. So I don't know if it's returned, but I definitely think that one dribble pull-up, and if you're watching these kids here, they're doing one dribble pull-ups. They're trying to pull up in that 15-foot range rather than necessarily, reading defenses and stuff. So,
well, Mike, we really appreciate your time. Make sure you get some pizza and good luck whenever you guys get it underway. What is opening night for the Eagles?
December 8th, home against Lakewood. So.
Okay, it's going to be December 8th, home against the Lakewood Rangers.
Yeah, we get to scout a little bit and see some other teams and rest up our legs a little bit. So.
All right, that sounds good. Well, we look forward to watching you and the Avon Eagles when you do get out there.
Awesome, appreciate it. Thanks for having us, guys.
That's our pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Mike Fitch, the head coach of the Avon Eagles. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Jason Christensen, the head coach of the Clearview Clippers. He'll be joining us momentarily. You're listening to the Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches Preview Show. We're live from Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville on AM 930, FM 100.3. Ron Yantz, we're online all the time.
Yes, we are. WEOL.com.